series of good articles on nationalfootballpost.com in recent weeks about the draft, and several of them written by our next guest. He is a longtime NFL agent, 30 years or more. He represents 20 active NFL players, and he is a columnist for nationalfootballpost.com. Jack Bechta on the line with us from California. Jack, thank you for being on the air with us tonight. We appreciate it.
How you doing, Murph?
I'm doing great. Among your players, as a guy, before we get to some of the columns that you've written, is Tony Moiaki, Bills tight end. A lot of people here are excited to see what Tony Moiaki might have to contribute to the Buffalo Bills offense this year, Jack.
Yeah, the Bills might get credit for one of the more sneakier moves during street free agency, if you will, than anybody in the league. You know, Tony was a rising star his rookie year. Got injured, tore his ACL second year, third year, had another spectacular, year kind of coming off an injury. Was, hurt a little bit, but still managed to have a very productive year. And then last year, he fractured his scapula in a really bizarre play. And it was no soft tissue damage, just a fracture, and just kind of had to sit on the sidelines. And when he hit the streets, I had a lot of teams inquiring about him, and including the Patriots and several others, but the Bills kind of stepped up and said, hey, we don't only want them the rest of this year, we want them next year. And originally I was reluctant to do anything on 2014, but they really stepped up to the plate and painted a picture of how he could fit in and were very aggressive. And you have a starting type quality tight end there, and I saw they signed Chandler back, so that's a position I know a lot of people are talking about. Ebron coming too, but there's more depth there than meets the eye.
That's the kind of acquisition you have to make when you're where the Bills have been for a long time now, isn't it, Jack?
Yeah, I think you fill your need in free agency any time of the year, 12 months out of the year, 52 weeks out of the year. If there's a guy on the street who can help your team, you always have to look at your team as a snapshot in time and not hope and not have the plan that you hope you get a great player in the draft, because the draft is not a given. It's not a certain. It takes time for guys to develop. So that being said, the Bills made a very cerebral move there.
We're on the line with NFL agent Jack Bechta, who also writes columns for National Football Post. Hey, Jack, I have a friend who works for another NFL team who, about a week or so after the draft every year, the last several years, will send me an email listing the last mock drafts for some of the big-name draft prognosticators, demonstrating how wrong they were in their mock drafts. You wrote a column on National Football Post, What Mock Drafts Lack. It is a very inexact science, isn't it?
That's an inexact science. And the draft nicks who are, and even give like maybe the top three, four, or five who actually get access to college game tape and go to the Senior Bowl and go to the East-West game and are, boots on the ground at the combine and maybe get a chance to interact with players and the agents. Even those guys don't get the big picture. They don't get the medical reports. They don't get the character reports. They get third, fourth-party hearsay. But if I'm the Buffalo Bills or the Seattle Seahawks, and if I have intel on a guy that makes him special or not so special, and if it's on the medical, if it's on the character, it's on the football IQ or the intelligence, I'm not sharing that with anybody, a reporter, a draft nick, no one. That stays in-house. That's going to give me, the regional scout or the director of scouting, a leg up on everybody else. And that's the name of the game.
The medical reports are critical, aren't they? And it makes sense that they wouldn't be shared with everybody, but that really might be one of the most important pieces of any draft evaluation.
It is the most important piece. I mean, if you go buy a car, nobody really pays full price for something that had a previous accident, or I can't remember what the term is, but, has a previous damage certificate to it. So same goes with players. I mean, a lot of players come out of college beat up, and different universities, work their players differently, and there are some that are more beat up than others. So having the medical and really evaluating, how long this player can play, does he have degenerative issues in the knees or the neck or the back or the spine? These things are really important, and teams are loaded with this information, and they're separators as well, because, one team may have a guy just, hey, he's good, he's healthy, I don't have a concern with this past injury, and another team will, like the Ravens, for example, are very aggressive, and their doctors are aggressive, and the owner has given them kind of veto power, if you will, over not drafting and bringing guys in. So, yes, and again, that's information that teams don't have. I mean, I have a client named James Hurst who was rated as one of the top O-tackles coming out, and he played 49 straight games and got hurt in his bowl game, the last game he would ever play in as a college game, and he fractured a bone. So he didn't get to play in the Senior Bowl, and he didn't get to perform at the Combine. He barely got to do some things at his pro day. So a player like that, you know, it's just a fracture, no soft tissue damage. 32 teams should have the same exact opinion on him, but they all may not. There's other players out there that had some tissue damage type issues, and you know, one doctor on one team might say, nope, red flag him, I wouldn't bring him in here, and the other doctor might, you know, I did this operation 30 times, every 29 of the guys turned out great, so I'll pass him.
The other thing that is not often, it seems, measured in mock drafts, Jack, is fit. You refer to it as football IQ and fit. And I was thinking about this in the Bills' terms. When they get Jerry Hughes, who obviously did not fit with what the Indianapolis Colts were doing a year ago, comes to Buffalo, and he's a perfect fit. That sometimes isn't even measured when it comes to mock drafts or predicting who's going to go where.
Yeah, without question. I had a player named Al Harris who played for the Green Bay Packers for many, many years and was the best shutdown corners in the league. And, you know, here's a guy, he was cut twice by Tampa. By Herm Edwards, by who else was there? Herm Edwards, Rich McKay, Jerry Angelo. There was a lot of guys had their fingerprints on him. And he goes up to originally Philadelphia and steps in for Troy Vincent, who was hurt, or Bobby Taylor, I can't remember who. And, you know, has a 14-year career as the shutdown corner for the Packers for a long time. So, yeah, he didn't fit into the Tampa 2 because they didn't play aggressive press defense. But in and that goes for a lot of the 3-4, 4-3 linebackers, rush D ends. That's where you really start splitting hairs on where a player fits. So, you know, I've gone into the draft and I've had linebacker Pat Anger, who, you know, the 4-year starter for the Colts, second round pick. I've had 10 teams before the draft tell me they don't have him as high as a 6th, 7th, or free agent because he just didn't fit to their scheme and he gets drafted in the middle of the second round. So, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and I really think front offices are getting better and better and better at commingling their ideas with their coaching staff and their schemes, and they're starting to realize how important schemes are. Sometimes schemes, you know, like the offense in Green Bay or the defense in New England have proven that they're just as important as coaching the players, and it's a component that has to be given consideration on drafting. And I think a lot of the draft picks don't, you know, really have the IQ to bring that in, you know, put that in.
We're on the line with Jack Becta, NFL agent. He also is a columnist for NationalFootballPost.com. Hey, Jack, a week or so ago you wrote about resetting the draft board. The Bills and most teams are now, I'm sure, finalizing their draft board. And what's your thought on how much, you know, what's left to be done, I guess? And do the area scouts, the guys who are out there in the field, have anything left to say in draft priorities as teams move towards the draft?
Well, I love the area scout. They've been following the player for 4 years, right? So if you keep going back to, you know, University of Buffalo or Penn State year after year, you see the evolution, the growth and development of a player. You see why he was maybe sitting or why he was starting or what coaches liked him or you know, how he was hurt and all that good stuff. So they have a more intimate knowledge of, you know, the players. And a lot of times these guys sit at home. They work out of their car in the hotel in their extra bedroom. And when they get into the office, and for the, you know, a guy like Pete Carroll, I understand, like, he really gives his area scouts a lot of latitude, as does John Schneider, because he was an area scout. He's the GM of the Seahawks. And these guys have a lot of say as to how the draft boards are set, and they have a lot of debate. So a lot of times they don't come back into the office till about two or three weeks before the draft, depending on how the GM runs things. And when they get back in there, it's kind of a sobering experience. I mean, they have to have the guts and the bravado to stand up and you know, stand behind their opinion or have a debate, an argument, a debate with, you know, a coach. But that's where the GM comes back in, to being the great orchestrator of all the intel that comes into the room.
And, Jack, last question. Do agents, guys like you, have anything to do at this late stage with a guy getting noticed by a team, getting pushed up a draft board? Is that something that agents can influence?
A little bit. I think any agent says, I can get you moved up a round or two, I think he's lying. And I think that we definitely can massage and tweak an opinion. You know, in the case I had about my offensive tackle from North Carolina, you know, I have to give assurances that he is healthy, he is fine, he's moving around now, he's 100%, he's regained all his strength, he's as good as he was before his last game. So, you know, being in the business for 27 years and growing up with a lot of the GMs in this business, they may trust what I tell them. I got a call from a AFC South team today. I won't mention who, but they wanted to kind of go over my players and ask me where I thought they would be drafted, because it's just something that we do every year, and we kind of debate, and they might like one or two of my players. They might not tell me exactly which one, but they want to kind of get an idea if another team's going to leapfrog them right before they're going to pick them. So, an agent can make a difference. There's times where myself or other agents have sent out films to GMs and just begged them, hey, watch this particular film against this particular player. If you haven't, you owe it to yourself and your team to do so. And sometimes that may make a difference. It might not be, you know, 32 or 64 slot different, but it might be, you know, the difference between a free agent and a sixth, seventh round pick. It might be a difference between a round. It might be the difference between, you know, trading up for a guy. You know, I once tried to convince Ron Wolf to trade up for a speedy receiver named Tim DeWight out of Iowa. And, you know, about 10 years earlier, or I'm sorry, a few years earlier, he made the Brett Favre trade, and no team wanted to make a trade for him. or trade with Ron after that.
Yeah.
God. And he really wanted to be a skid, and, you know, my aunt took him a few picks before.
Yeah. Hey, Jack, thank you very much. Really enjoy the work on NationalFootballPost.com, and thanks for spending a little time with us tonight. Thanks for the insight.
Yeah. Good luck, and have fun during the draft, and I hope the Bills do well.
Thanks. Jack Bechta, he is a longtime NFL agent. He's got 20 or more players in the league right now, and you can catch his work as a columnist occasionally on NationalFootballPost.com. Wrote a recent article about what mock drafts lack. He wrote about resetting the draft board. He wrote about myths in the draft. It's definitely worth checking out at NationalFootballPost.com. Our thanks to him.